onto AOCBs. So councillors, community councillors first. Val?
I actually am getting really, really, really annoyed with the square. There is certainly not enough parking. And as for the two disabled bits, something has to be done. I have tried time and time again to get parked in the square, and I think I've managed once since it went in, because there's either lorries or vans or just people parking, and nobody actually knows it's disabled. Mm-hmm. And as I say, if I need to go into Toffs, then I cannot get into Toffs because there's nowhere to park. Mm-hmm. So something has to be done. I don't care if they don't want their bricks painted or something. Mm-hmm. There has to be something done because it is getting beyond a joke.
So it seems to me, it seems to me to be the same culprits all the time. There are some in there at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I say, there's vans and cars and everybody. It's just a free-for-all. But nobody realises, because the signs are so small, nobody actually realises that's disabled.
Which side are they on, Val? Is that on the Fife side?
Yeah.
Is there none on the Toffs side?
No, none.
All right,
Kate. But the thing is, though, Jean, the square is a disaster when it comes to parking. And I think it's getting proved more and more. Because you can actually fit five cars in where the disabled parts are. You know, there actually is room for like four or five cars. And I think that it's wrong that they've taken so much, and I think it's proved that they've taken so much parking away. It's a joke now.
See, I mean, I know this has been recorded, but what's annoying me is that on the days that there's the market, they're still complaining about people parking. But I thought the new square, and I may be wrong, I thought the new square was done so that it was appropriate for events in the square. All of it. So if that was the case, why do they keep insisting that there's no parking the days they have the markets? I thought this was all done so that there was events suitable in the square.
But the other side's got plenty of spaces, but in fact it's on a slope. It is useless. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's the two things here. To me, most of the people who park where they shouldn't be parking are mostly either locals, or workmen working on that block of flats at the moment. Mm-hmm. So it should be possible for us to get to those people, and they
But there should be better signed, though, Victor, and it's not. They're not even A4 size piece of paper. It's ridiculous.
It's obvious to me that those are disabled parking bays, but I'll have a wee look at that and see.
Is it not because you know they're there?
I'll have a look.
Think about it.
John Duff was going to have a look at them again as well.
Well, I just think that it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster now. And I thought that at the time. I didn't want the square, but...
Let's have a look at it. But the people, most of the people parking there are sitting in big SUVs or work vans. And so they should be easy to get to. And they're mostly locals, I think.
Well, I don't know. As I say, now it's summer, but there's five cars parked outside the fountain. And you're thinking, brilliant. You know, it's really good that they can fit all those cars in when there's actually only two spaces there.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think it's just mad.
So let's do what we can about that.
No, I just find it very... It's getting worse, you know what I mean? Getting parked in the square is horrific, you know?
Just to put things in perspective, though, compared to sort of growing up North London, I'd say this is mild and...
Yeah, but this is not London.
Park everywhere.
Karen, this is not London. I'm not disabled in London.
Disabled parking in London is even more of a problem.
But I'm not in London. I'm in Aberfeldy and I can't get parked in my own hometown. And I've been here all my life, so... We'd never know about London at all. But Aberfeldy and London, you can't compare them. It's totally different. You know what I mean? You live here now, so comparing it to London's a wee bit silly. Mm-hmm.
Gives me a different perspective is all I mean. However, I do agree that they could be made a lot clearer with lines painted and things like that. That would go a long way to making them very visible. People need help seeing these things. So it's strange that couldn't be done, but there's probably some regulation
something to do with the posh tiles they put down, Karen, seemingly.
Because paint just wears off and has to get redone every few years.
Yeah, but well, it'd make a difference to me, and I'm sure I'm not the only person in Aberfeldy that's disabled.
I mean, you see it in like so many supermarket car parks. Those big yellow obvious things are what people are used to seeing.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you put them here? And there's precedent like the ones out the campus, for example. They're very obvious. That would make sense there.
So let's have a look at it. Those parking, the priority there is for people who need them, like Val and others. On the farmers market, that is still a big event that requires the square to be clear, including of cars of all descriptions.
Mm-hmm. There's a few folk have commented to me about that they think it's ridiculous that they hold markets 6 days in the year, and expect everybody else to shift their cars who live there 365 days of the year. And that's why a lot of the residents in the square are complaining. They're saying, well, they thought that's why the square was all done up for an event. And why can they not still allow a little bit of parking?
So nobody who lives around the square has got a right to park in the square?
No, I know that. We know that. They're only supposed to be parked in the square. They're not for an hour or something like that.
And it's visitors to be parked for an hour in the square. So if you have got a flat around the square in Aberfeldy, it's up to you to find your own car parking space.
I appreciate that as well. I've said that too, because we're all the same on Bank Street. Bank Street's only got an hour's parking too. You have to find someplace else to park your car.
Yeah.
Could we not make it that there was no overnight parking in the square? That would help.
No, that didn't work, because they used to do before. The signs before were midnight to midnight. And then everybody complained saying, is there no parking in the square? That was for the other businesses. They said, why are they getting to put a 24-hour ban on parking when the market's only open for 4 hours?
The Christmas market.
That had to be stopped.
Yes, but you've also got to take down all the... And put up all the stuff.
Yeah, but it wasn't taking them 24 hours for a four-hour market. So they were made to change that. And I think, is it not something like 6 till 6?
Well,
I can't remember.
We were actually 6 till 4 when we had the Christmas market.
I think they've got it slightly longer now. I think it's something like 6 to 6, but I can't remember.
All right, okay.
But yeah, Elaine, that was complaints about that as well, because we're putting 24 hours up not to park for a four-hour market.
Right.
And other businesses were complaining, wondering why should they get to block it off for 24 hours and affect all their businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't even.
But yeah. Overnight, it's not going to affect anybody's businesses.
Well, yeah, but they're saying that they're not wanting that. So the market was made to change their hours. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember Xander, either.
Xander's away. Thank you, Xander.
Hi, Xander.
So we have this routine before every farmer's market. There's one or two people parked in the car in the parked in the square in the mornings. The people running the farmer's market put their photographs of their cars up on Facebook.
Yeah.
One way or another, they tend to resolve the issue. So to me, that's not a major issue. That's an irritation. And if it's the same people getting irritated all the time, well, they should have. Oh. They have to learn. So I think we can deal with that. What Val is talking about, the disabled parking places, that's a more serious issue, and we should look into that. So let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely not clear, Val, that it's disabled.
No, not at all. And I'm not having a go at anybody that parks there. I just get a bit annoyed. It. You know, I just get a bit annoyed if I need to go to Toffs or something that, you know, you think, well, I'll no bother. Because, you know, I mean, I can't walk that far, you know.
I've seen the vehicles parked there myself, and I always think to myself, well, you're not disabled. You're obviously not disabled. But
I do.
There'll come a time when we have to address this. So I think that time is probably now.
Yeah.
Oh, it just gets a bit annoying, that's all. You know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that thinks that.
So let's give the people who annoy you a good kick.
Well, I would love to, but I've got a sore leg now, so I can't do that.
I'm not sure if it's relevant or not, but there was a traffic warden today in the square, because we often get someone double parked right outside on the double yellow lines where we are, because we're opposite the bus stop. So I don't know if that's relevant or is the kind of thing that could be increased. See if a problem is flagged and it's known, it's more often that will have more of effect on locals. I'm not sure if that's relevant, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't want the colleagues up to come up anymore, Karen. I think people get enough of them, do you know what I mean? I understand, but...
With the community warden, she can give intelligence to the wardens to come up at a particular time. So if there is a problem in the square, there can be people pointed in that direction quite quickly.
All right, okay.
So if people are abusing the square, well, we can do that. And maybe a £60 fine will stop them from doing it.
Yeah, because there's quite often specific cars parked on the other side where there's no parking.
Yeah, yeah. So all of those people would be easy caught if we were mind to do that. So we should...
No, I'm not bothered about getting MD done. I just want them to actually acknowledge the fact that that's disabled, if it looked like a disabled, which it doesn't. And that, I think, is the problem. Never mind the people that park there. Mm-hmm. The problem is it's not obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the big, big problem. Yeah. And it has been from the word go. And we've had this conversation before, but I just got so cross the other day when I couldn't get parked to go to Toffs.
Yeah.
Let's
don't go to Toffs.
Let's deal with that particular issue.
Yeah.
If we can catch 3 or 4 people in one go, that would be a good message. That would be a good thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably be the end of it.